Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. That is our mantra. That's more than a mantra. That's our promise to you. Truth can't be silenced. Will not be silenced whatsoever. I want to welcome you to tonight's program. I got a fantastic show for you lined up. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Mike Adams from Natural News on with me here momentarily. The news, of course, the looking deeper into the Communist Chinese Party virus, depopulationist Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, the corrupt World Health Organization. Are you tired of being lied to yet? I was talking to Rob Pugh, the editor of Wisconsin Christian News. You know, by the way, excuse the reach here. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Wisconsin Christian News. This is an older, issue, but Wisconsin Christian News, they are breaking the news far and wide. And go to Wisconsin Christian News. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But let me tell you something. Right now, we are tired. We should be tired of being lied to. We should be tired of, and I can't believe what I'm seeing voluntarily. Remember the Andy Griffith Show? How many people remember that? Growing up, I mean, you know, when you were young. Remember Otis? Otis, the town drunk, used to walk into the Mayberry jail, take the keys off the wall, open the jail cell door, walk in, close the door behind him, hang the keys back up out, you know, around the corner, and put himself in jail. That's what the American people are doing. In light of the Constitution, Idaho protesters rally at the home of police officer who arrested a woman for taking her kids to the playground. Yeah, there's going to be some pushback, and I'm glad there is, because I'm mighty pissed off, and I hope you are too. And the anger's only going to grow, because we have a Constitution in this country, and we should honor that Constitution. We have God-given rights, the rights given to us by Almighty God. And if we squander that, if you and I squander that, we are doing so at the peril of our children. And I don't think our children, our grandchildren, will revere our memory. Instead, they will pee on our graves and spit on our graves, as opposed to saying, you know what, they did something about it, and it's about time that you and I do something about it. Before I lose my cool, I want to bring Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com on to bring on Mike Adams. And Steve, come on in, man.
Well, hey, good morning. I think today's going to be a very important day having Mike with me. Thank you, Mike and Doug. Thank you for allowing us both to come on. Because there is a total disconnect in this country of critical thinking, of even basic math. And we have to address the fact that we are at war, we are under war, we are under attack. I heard you, Doug, talk about the Constitution and obviously the Bill of Rights. They only exist to those who are willing to fight to keep those rights. Unfortunately, right now, we are under a full-scale bioweaponized terrorist attack from the Chinese, and with the full-fledged and cooperation of the Bill Gates's of the world and the novel coronavirus and all of its variation. Now, when Mike and I were on last time, I think, talking about this, the argument was still out in what I call never, never land of ether on the internet that, oh, there's only one version. There's no variation. This isn't a bioweapon. It's all a fraud. It's just nothing more than the flu. And the biggest batch of horse manure I've ever seen in alt media. I'm seeing alt media now being totally compromised. Thank God you haven't, Doug. Thank God Mike hasn't. And I'd like to think I haven't been compromised, because telling the truth, and the truth can be empirically defined, there are specific parameters to designing bioweapons. You cannot look at a viral strain under the correct instruments and not see an insert through CRISPR technology, i.e. gene splicing. you cannot hear some of the world's experts saying this thing was designed in a lab. And then you hear the Chinese coming up with horse manure numbers. Come on, they're 1.4 billion people. And look, whatever the true count number is in the United States, you can't tell me China, with the way it eats, with the way it has parasites because of the way they eat, all of the dietary, if you will, uniquenesses of the Chinese biome is subject to different not only bioweapons, but different genetic markers that can be basically articulated. It's my contention, as we get right into this, I'm going to turn over to Mike, this was an orchestrated bio-attack on the United States and on Xi's countrymen himself. He can't feed 1.4 billion people. Also, there are three variants of it. The second variant that is reinfecting people is totally separate and distinct from either 24 or 30 strains of CV19. And remember when everybody said, and Mike, you remember this, people said there was only one strain, blah, blah, blah. People are going to have to basically decide who has the bona fides, who's been telling you the truth, because I still think that people want a best-case scenario, and right now we're thrust into a real-case scenario, the worst-case scenario, and the globalists, the Illuminists, the Satanists, and everybody who hates life is going for the extinction of the human race to insert the transhuman displacement entities in our place. So today, Doug, I think, you know, just basically this, we got to cut through all the bull manure and get to the bottom line, because, look, even in all whatever you call us, alt news, alt broadcasters, there's a war on. Mike and I are on, and look, this isn't because we're on side, but we're on the side of truth. Now there's those other people trying to spin it saying it's all just designed to bring, it's all fake, blah, 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 blah. You tell that to the Italians. Tell that to the different people in Spain. Tell that to the different people. If it were only in the United States, we could maybe say that. But because of the amount of morbidity, the death rate around the world, because of the sheer, I would say this, physical overwhelmingness of the mortuaries, the crematoriums, we've got satellite data coming from not only there, but from Iran, mass graves, mass death, and still we have the same bullshit, S-H-E-E-T artists, that are absolutely trying to, again, control the narrative. I maintain that there is no purpose other than the global subjugation and destruction of this biological group of pathogens to have been initiated at this time. This is it. People want to go back to normal? I'm telling you this. You better get written books, because that's the only thing you'll know about normal 1 year from now. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's great to join both of you. It's always an honor to be here with you. Steve, very important information that you just laid out there. Let me add to it. I believe, as of now, it's become apparent to me, and I know this is going to sound, this is going to be maybe a bit of a bombshell. I'm not going to name names, but I believe that there are elements of independent media that are now being funded and controlled by communist China. And the reason I believe that is because their message is exactly the same as what communist China is putting out. Number one, that China has it under control, that China's back to work, which is not even true, that China's recovered. Secondly, that they claim it's no big deal. It's not killing hardly anyone. That's a Chinese communist propaganda message. And you see this in independent media today in America with all of these outlets and pundits and talking heads claiming that nobody's dying, that it doesn't even exist in some cases, that there's not even a virus, that the lockdowns weren't even necessary at all, even though I believe we can end them intelligently. We can get our economy back to work if we take precautions, but we can't solve this if we are delusional about the existence of this biological weapon. And the same independent media outlets that in February reported that this was a biological weapon from Wuhan that was engineered to exterminate humanity and depopulate the planet, in March, they all flipped, or some of them flipped, I should say. They flipped and said, it's a hoax, it's not real, it doesn't exist, everybody go back to work. That will cause the virus to spread. That will cause complacency, and we will end up in never-ending lockdowns, never-ending economic damage. And that is what China wants, because China wants to defeat Trump, and China knows the number one way to defeat Trump is to make sure that the economy is in shambles when November comes around. I believe communist China is paying off some independent media outlets to push that narrative. Now, here's how we defeat that. Number one, we get real about this. This is a biological weapon, as Steve said. We have to take precautions. Yes, we can protest, and I support the protesters. I support freedom of speech. But you can speak freely and practice precautions. Just like the people who go to the protests, they probably wear a seatbelt in their car when they drive to the protest. You don't see people claiming, oh, I believe in liberty, I don't wear seatbelts. Or firefighters saying, I believe in liberty, I don't wear helmets when I go into house fires. You know, we are in a biological war. Wear a mask. It's basic preparedness gear. It's like a police officer with a ballistic vest going into a gunfight in a gang area. You take precautions. But we can reopen our economy if we take this seriously. We can get America back to work. It involves teaching people wear masks in public, take zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, protect your health, take precautions. You know, don't infect your elderly parents or grandparents or neighbors or what have you. Yes, exercise free speech, but let's take this seriously. This is a deadly engineered biological weapon, and it's designed to destroy Trump and to destroy America because China wants Joe Biden in the White House. And I'm sorry to sound so forceful on this, but I have no more patience for the disinfo out there. China wants Joe Biden in the White House because Joe Biden sold military secrets to China, the F-35 fighter. Joe Biden sold military secrets to Russia. Joe Biden had money funneled through the Ukraine to his own son and many other family members. Joe Biden is a globalist criminal crook, and he's going to win if we don't defeat this virus. And the way to defeat it is to take it seriously. That's my take on things, Doug and Steve.
Amen. And Mike, thanks for joining me, and I really appreciate you being on this platform. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. I'm going to tell you, thank you. And thank you for the truth. Steve, go ahead.
Well, I think it even goes beyond that because Jeff Nyquist, and I asked Eric the Tech to put this up, Doug, and include it in your broadcast. The secret speech of General Chi Haoshan, H-A-O-T-I-A-N, maybe I'm murdering that name. But listen to this. He was a vice chairman of the Communist Party's Central Military Commission. And here's the speech he gave talking about his cadre members in 2011. I'm sorry, no, 2003. But this thing was dated in 2019. The story going back, and this was the actual speech in 2005. There we go. As explained in General Qi's speech, the Chinese Communist Party's intention is to militarily defeat, occupy, and colonize the United States. This plan has been confirmed by a Russian defector source who worked in China and had information about a joint Sino-Russian plan to invade North America. There it is on the screen. Thank you so much, Eric. This plan was drawn up in 1992 after the fall of the Soviet Union. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The division of the spoils was described as thus. Russia would get Alaska and parts of Canada. China would get the lower 48, and other countries were invited in for looting rights. The speech was translated and first published by the Epoch Times. And here's what he said. Listen to this, you guys. Please put this in the context of a slap your face, get off your ass reality break, okay? Please. I actually put up on my website, Mike and Doug, that if people don't read this, then they are already dead. They're going to die because this is a plan. Now, here's what General Haoshin said. Comrades, thank you. But you can see it on screen. I'm very excited today because a large-scale online service, Sina.com, that was done for us showed that our next generation is quite promising and our party's cause will be carried on. In answering the question, will you shoot at women, children, and prisoners of war, more than 80% of the respondents answered in the affirmative, exceeding by far our expectations. I want everybody to read this and reread it and understand it. Now, I reached out, and Mike, you've seen some of the original documents I've gotten back from my science sources. And the deal is that the reason why this is now problematic, I want to read a couple things with your permission. This is important background. I asked him, I said, what went wrong, science guy? Because normally when you're developing a biological weapon, and I wrote a book on it, I was one of the most researched guys 20 years ago on it, so I don't care what you think or what you say. The proof is in the pudding of what I did when I wrote Breathe No Evil. And here's the deal. I said, what went wrong? Because my understanding from all the bioweaponeers, the scientists, the intelligence agents, the military sources I've talked to over, you know, however long I've been on talk radio and stuff, they said that you normally develop a vaccine concurrent with a bioweapon. This case, it did not happen. And I said, so tell me why. Okay. I had a hole in my armor on that. The evil but brilliant bioscientist was killed in the accident that released the virus before any vaccine could be developed or even tested. Thus, we have an unchecked bioweapon on the loose. It said this, but in fact, there is no vaccine, never will be a vaccine for this virus because China has not released the full data on the virus because they can no longer safely access the data. Quite the conundrum. And so this is a full-scale bioweapons attack. It's a full-scale, I would say, unintended consequences, worst-case nightmare. And when you understand the rate of infection, and Mike was doing the basic math, it is statistically impossible for the Chinese to have only the number of deaths they admit to. But look at how long, Doug, this whole thing has taken. Mike, look at how long people have come around. And I know you took a beating by, quote, alt news guys. And I'm telling you this, Doug, how do I say this properly? The traitors are in our camp, too. That's what Mike is alluding to. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Again, the only way to defeat the communists and defeat the globalists is to first defeat their weapon. And this is their weapon. This virus is their weapon. They were certainly working on more versions of it, more mutations, you know, more insertions of different disease elements such as HIV and MERS and SARS and so on. And I think the reason they don't have the vaccine, to answer your earlier question, is because there is no vaccine that can work against this virus. Remember, they tried to develop vaccines against SARS-CoV-1, the original SARS, or what's called SARS Classic. That vaccine it killed almost all the animal subjects that they tried to test it on because subsequent infections resulted in the so-called cytokine storm, the overreaction of the immune system. So this is really a binary weapon virus with the vaccine. So they are going to roll out a quote vaccine. It won't work. They will inject billions of people with it around the world and it won't kill you instantly. But the next infection that comes along will kill you because you got the vaccine. This is how they're going to get away with global depopulation, using a vaccine without the vaccine being blamed for the deaths. They're going to blame the next infection, probably one that they released themselves. So this is a binary weapon system. There will never be a vaccine that works effectively and safely against this virus, also because of all the mutations. This type of virus mutates very rapidly. As you said, Steve, there are at least over 30 strains. Actually, the number is even higher, really. It just depends on sort of what level of mutation you consider to be a new strain. There are hundreds of mutations that are very, very small. There are probably dozens of mutations that are very large that would render a vaccine completely ineffective. And note, by the way, that the mainstream media is saying repeatedly, day after day after day, that a vaccine will save you. A vaccine will save you, and yet they call people quacks for promoting vitamin C or colloidal silver or chlorine dioxide, whatever. And yet the vaccine has never been subjected to a single clinical trial that has shown any effectiveness whatsoever. There's not a shred of scientific evidence that any vaccine can ever work, and yet the entire mainstream media, including Fox News, by the way, says a vaccine is the answer. What vaccine are they talking about? There isn't even one in existence that's gone through clinical trials. They are the quacks, but they're pushing this to set up the mindset that when the vaccine is available, it's going to be mandatory. They're going to have complete immunity from lawsuits for the vaccine manufacturers. That will be passed by Congress and signed by the president, no doubt under the influence of Dr. Fauci. Right? Big Pharma is influencing the White House right now, sadly, and we hope Trump will reject that. But they're going to come door to door. It'll be vaccination at gunpoint. You will then be branded for having taken the vaccine, mark of the beast, RFID chip. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe a barcode on your arm, an RFID or a Bluetooth armband that you have to wear. Who knows what it's going to be? A mandatory app on your phone that you have to carry with you at all times. It's Mark of the Beast. It'll be a gun in your face, a needle in your arm, and a mark somewhere on your body, your hand or your head, as mentioned in the Bible, of course. This is coming, and any who resist will be either arrested, thrown into a quarantine prison camp, which is really a death camp, or, if it gets bad enough, shot on sight. That's where this is headed. And we have a chance to alter that future right now, but all of us who are telling the truth are being censored not only by the tech giants, we're being censored by the independent media. That's how bad this is right now. The truth is being suppressed across the board.
The important thing, too, Mike, I think we've got to address what makes something a novel virus, okay, or a new category of virus. And mutagenesis just means mutations. But again, I want to make it clear, we're talking about three different bioweapons, because the Chinese battle plan or plan of battle is always to have one with a longer duration where people can be infected for longer, shorten it to the next Z1, and then Z2 is Z finishing touch. Couldn't resist. Now, I want to read something because this is really critical. I am not going to pull any punches. Here's the deal, too. Doug, let me just say this. You're going to get flack because you're going to have all of the shills, the trolls, the little grubblings that grubble, you know, come out of the woodwork claiming, well, the government wouldn't lie to us. Oh, yeah? Tell me when they tell the truth. But let me read this. And I want to, if I can, Mike, it's going to be about 3 or 4 minutes because I want to give you a maximum amount of time. But this is critical because it's what you're talking about. This document is about the primary virus and the variants, mutations of the virus, which are rocking the world and changing this planet forever. The original novel coronavirus was proposed, invented by Bill Gates and others, to be used as a model of controlled introduction of novel vaccines, from which obviously he and others would greatly profit, which would change and report on the human DNA of each person injected with the vaccine. In other words, this is a Stasi vaccine, okay? Secret, like the secret police. What made the novel coronavirus novel was the following set of characteristics. It was designed, number one, to have a silent incubation period during which the person who was infected would have zero symptoms and not know that he or she was infected and sick. It was also designed specifically to be ultra-contagious with a planned RL rate of infection 3.5 to 6, depending on the person infected and the situation surrounding the infected person. The original virus had symptoms of the ordinary flu and thus no major issues to be resolved, not unlike the normal flu. The history of the seriously upgraded Wuhan novel coronavirus and its goals of this virus is, it turns out, a Chinese biologist was working on this virus and decided to return home to China, was sampled as virus and never to return. The Chinese biology team in Wuhan set forth on a mission to create the following items. A CRISPR-like, now listen to this is important, okay? CRISPR-like nanobot. A nanobot that lives right in the RNA or the DNA string, a tape recorder element which contains stepwise instructions for the nanobot to follow in producing the next mutation or variation of the virus. We are saying, ladies and gentlemen, there are planned nanobots, and again, I pray, and take it from this mic as soon as I finish this next sentence, I pray people understand what this is. It means based on the genetic makeup and the neurochemical makeup and the total composition of everyone's cellular uniqueness, this thing was designed as a seek and destroy element in the vaccine, which would make it mutate according to the host that it occupies. And this is really crazy. A timer element that lives right inside the RNA or DNA string and will cause a mutagenic mutation or change to occur using the nanobot and the tape recorder to cause the next event to happen on a more or less set schedule. And then the last thing, listen to this, the second goal of the virus was to suppress the immune system to slow or disable the body from fighting the infection using a section of the AIDS virus, which both enables the virus to attach and attack the host, but also suppress the immune system at the same time. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll go back into this after Mike, but Mike, here's the deal. I don't think people understand. This is a genetic time bomb. It is a genetic a nano assassin within your bloodstream. Everybody's environment, everybody's individual biome, what we eat, all the vitamin supplements, whatever we take or don't take, the lack in some people's body of vitamin C versus the overabundance. This is a smart-ass robot, little nanobot, within the virus itself. Go ahead.
Well, it's very interesting that you bring that up because this virus has, I believe it's 38,000 base pairs of genetic information. It's a payload, Steve. That payload is enormous for a virus. I don't know, how many people are familiar with the amount of information that's encoded in a virus. Normally, it's much, much smaller than 38,000 base pairs or whatever that number is. It's up there. You see, so the functionality of the virus, the spike proteins on the outer layer, the amino acids, those are a very small percentage of the payload. In other words, for the virus to function like this, for it to latch onto ACE2 receptors in the body and replicate, it doesn't need all of that information that's in the base pairs of genetic material. It doesn't need hardly any of that. There's something else in there that is a massive payload that is being delivered and inserted into human cells. And when they develop a vaccine for this, they're going to use, I'm told, what's called an mRNA platform. Right. Which has never been used before to develop any vaccine that has been commercially approved. To my knowledge, I've never seen a vaccine using that platform. I believe the reason is because that platform alters the DNA of your human cells. This is a transhumanism medical intervention. The Absolutely. Payload of the vaccine will alter you and make you no longer the human being you once were, even at a genetic level. In other words, let me just say this again, and I know I'll turn it back over to you, Steve, but after you take this vaccine, you give it a couple of months. If you go get a genetic sample of, let's say, your skin cells in your mouth, which are regenerated very frequently, a genetic test will show that you are no longer the human being you once were. You are now a transhumanist. Your genetic material has been altered by this vaccine, which is not designed to stop an infection. It's designed to stop your humanity. This is demonic science. This is death science. And the implications of this go far beyond this pandemic. And this is why I just reiterate, we have to stop this before it gets to the vaccine stage. If we can beat this with nutrition and supporting our immune function now, we can obliterate this virus before a vaccine is ever available, rendering the vaccine obsolete before it ever even appears. That's the solution. We're on a race. We have to beat the vaccine death science pushers and globalists before they roll that thing out. And they want infections to continue until the vaccine is ready so they can justify the vaccine demand. We have to beat it before that vaccine is available. Back to you, Steve.
Well, I think, too, this is the problem because with mutagenesis and the transhuman nature of it. And Bill Gates, let's face it, he gave the gates of hell their plan away, Mike, when he talked about basically an interrogation tattoo and a continual monitoring. And he said these words, you won't be able to buy, sell, trade, travel, or anything without it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding you. I think when God gives people names or their names give them away, you know, we're told in the end times that the gates of hell will not prevail against true believers. It doesn't mean they won't try, but they won't prevail. And I don't believe, Mike or Doug, that people understand the lateness of the hour. I don't believe they understand messenger RNA to the degree that basically, let me tell you this, it is a broadcasting system, just like in the movie The Time Machine, to the Eloi that would eat the people, you know, the Morlocks that would eat the Eloi, and when they heard that horn, all the people would go like zombies up, you know, and be eaten. Well, that's the same thing that's going on in the body. And I got to share this, Mike, because this is a blow your mind. And not blow your mind, but it's good stuff, and it helps to, I hope today, Doug, that we can get across to people that this is not just a little BS thing. This is going for the throat. This is the end of humanity unless you stand up, rise up, and you fight with your head, you fight with your mouth, and then you fight for your life, because it's going to be mandatory. They are going to come kicking the door, and they're not coming to take anybody away. This is the key, and I think this is important. When you understand that, like Celeste Solem has revealed the purchase orders for hydrogen cyanide from, I think it's either the DHS or FEMA. She just put an article out on that. Guess who that's for? And some people said, well, I've heard about boxcars with shackles and stuff. I can tell you point blank, one of the plans is to take all the people that are in boxcars, take them out to ditches that have been pre-dug on railway, along railway lines, basically fly over them with spray planes. And if you don't think this, if you think this is crazy, it was right after 9/11, when all this stuff happened, that, all the spray planes were commandeered by the U.S. government. So there are spray planes with hydrogen cyanide that will fly over the boxcars. Everybody dies in a matter of minutes. They open up the boxcars. The guys in suits go in, just throw them into the ditches, bury it up, and go to the next thing. That is so sinisterly evil. That's not a vivid imagination. That was told to me by generals, okay? And so here's the deal. Let's go back to COVID-19. The baseline terminal phase of CV-19, when symptoms begin to appear, is to crystallize the lung sacs and prevent the absorption of oxygen by the lungs. That's why you got so many people that, are dying. It doesn't matter if you're giving them ventilators and stuff. It's the lungs that are crystallized. Crystallized is interesting because a crystal, like a prion, P-R-I-O-N, mad cow disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, some of the wasting hemorrhagic fevers, etc. The fact that it's crystalline tells me there is a supernatural element to it. And I'm not kidding. I'm not going to apologize for that. There is. The most common round two reinfection of the original infection from a patient who has reached the terminal phase is a hemorrhagic behavior in which the eyes bulge out and explode with blood in the ears as well. Then the most common round three reinfection of an original infection by another patient infected by round two is a zombie-like behavior in which the patient tries to eat people in a quest to satisfy the lurking need created by the virus. And there are already cases of that being reported all over. That's why the military calls the people that are left above ground when all these mutagenic bioweapons are released. They call us zombies. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know what the zombie protocol is? You can look it up. But zombies are the term that they know, the military planners know, DARPA and other people, is coming upon us. And when you see these guys in Miami a couple of years ago trying to eat people's faces off, and then, oh, gee, bat virus. What are bats notorious for? Rabies. Oh, gee. What about all the records of bioweapons being engineered with the rabies in them? I think it's so in our face now. But go ahead, Mike, because, again, the thing I think that people have got to understand, this is well thought out. It's being implemented. They have a little bit of a choice now. That time of choice is just lessening by the day.
Well, I want to reiterate that this is a dual vector weapon system. It's a hard kill and a soft kill combined in one. Now, what you were just talking about, Steve, is the hard kill aspect. And that's the people that are being killed right now, people who will die from this virus. And it kills a lot of people. The deaths, maybe the count is not 100% accurate, but you can't fake hundreds of thousands of deaths across 100 countries involving hundreds of thousands of nurses and doctors and coroners, Italy and Spain and France and the UK and the United States, Canada, Taiwan, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, you can't fake all those deaths. The deaths are really, really happening. And in fact, right now, the coronavirus is the number one cause of death in America on a day-to-day basis. In fact, I did an article on this. In the last 17 days, this coronavirus has killed more Americans than the regular flu kills in an entire year. So the people out there who were saying that, no, the regular flu is more dangerous, nonsense. The regular flu kills about 94 people a day in America on average, 94. The coronavirus 3 days ago killed 2,800 people that day. And even if you say, oh, maybe that's off by 10%, it's still 2,500 plus people. It's a lot of people. But look, we have to talk about reproduction, and we're going to get into a little bit of anatomy here, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they funded research conducted in Africa to use ultrasound, which is an energy weapon directed at the testes of men. They would literally surround the testes with ultrasonic weapon systems. This was part of their birth control research. And they would blast the testes with ultrasound, and they could create infertility for 6 months in males. But why males? Why are they focusing on males? This is key. And Steve, you'll really appreciate this explanation. I'm not sure that we've even talked about this before. Why males? Because, and by the way, the coronavirus targets men's reproductive capacity. It targets the testes. Okay? So why males? The answer is because women are born with eggs already in their body. The eggs have already been formed. The DNA can't be changed after a woman is born. A female baby is born with the eggs, all the eggs that she will have for her entire lifetime. But a man reproduces sperm every day using the genetic coding in their testes. If that genetic coding can be altered through a reverse transcriptase type, you know, platform mRNA vaccine, then the sperm output of the testes will be altered from that day forward. So the infertility aspect of this vaccine is the soft kill weapon. So whoever isn't killed in the initial wave will be unable to reproduce. And what was that science fiction movie, Children of Men or something? Clive Owen, I think, starred in that. I forgot the name of it. But where no one could reproduce anymore and having a baby was a miracle. That is the world that Bill Gates and the globalists are trying to create. They've been researching infertility technology targeting men's testes. They've been pushing out the hormone-disrupting chemicals in the food supply. They've been attacking the family through media, attacking men, attacking the male archetype to say that men are bad. Even in the movies, all the heroes now are these dainty women that beat up all the men, and the men are portrayed as stupid, bumbling idiots in sitcoms and TV shows and Hollywood movies. It's an assault on the family, and it's a biological assault on the sperm. The spermatogenesis is the term, the medical term for the creation of sperm. Spermatogenesis is under assault by Bill Gates through this vaccine and other technologies. That's how they will achieve their global depopulation, by attacking men. There you go.
Well, and I think that's even, a lot of people don't know this, but that's a Bible prophecy that God talks about. Literally says all the men in the midst of thee are women. Okay. The effeminization of men, and you know, it's not enough to be a ball breaker. And I call, what you just described, I call us as neo-castrata, you know, the castrata in Italy. They become emasculated so they could have more feminine features, blah, blah, blah. But it's, again, you know, here's the funny thing. The human race and spermatogenesis is being replaced by panspermia. And panspermia is the idea that the alien seeded the human race. Look at how clever this is. And isn't it interesting too, Mike? Because obviously you were at last year's a keynote speaker at Branson, but look at all of the, if you will, I'm going to get right back on CV19, but look at all the abductions. Look at all of the sexual manipulations on cattle and other animals, especially human females. I hope people understand this, that you're talking about the most racist, the most anti-human racists in the world. They want everybody dead. And Doug, maybe you've got it, but because I know this is frustrating to you too, but how do you make people understand that if you are a human being, you are in their cross sites all the time, crosshairs, forgive me. They absolutely want us dead. Then you read about 5G, which I call pentadeath, and they know what happens to microwaving human cells. And then you go to 6G, which is called Genesis 6, and that's the entire enveloping of the world under Antichrist neural network to basically read your thoughts, monitor your position, and kill whoever they want to kill on a point, just like Logan's Run, the little machine in the sky zaps. So here's the deal. How do you, and this is something, Doug, you have to address, I have to address, and Mike has to address, because we're addressing it kind of in a general way, but how do we, who've been on talk radio for the length of time and doing this, and I'm not saying because somebody's on for a length of time, it makes them right, but how do we, Mike, overcome the, if you will, the subjugation of the alt media and the buying off of it? Let me share this. There are people getting serious money and changing their tune. And is it just a, I'll turn it right to you. Is it just the order of the day that they realized alt media, they, the Chinese, the globalist Satanists, George Sorosites, you know, Sorosite is basically Soroside. He's killing everybody he can, in my opinion, with all of his funding of everything that he funds. So how do we, Mike, you know, deal with that? Because quite candidly, I find more people moving to the, oh, this is just Quayle and those crazy guys. You know, they will not accept the truth. And that's what the Bible says. But have you thought about that? Because right now, let's say a transition has taken place in the last 30 days where you used to think there was a united front. Now there is no united front.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I thought for sure, you know, originally the narrative of denialism was that this is no worse than the regular flu, because the regular flu killed like 34,000 people in the last flu season. So I thought for sure when the number of deaths from coronavirus hit 35,000, people would change their tune a little bit on that. Maybe they would say, okay, it's not just the flu. But all what they really did across, you know, certain alt media platforms that are in denialism mode is they just changed their adjective. Now they say, well, it's no worse than a bad flu. And I guess, you know, because it's like 48,000 headed to 50,000 deaths in America. I guess when it reaches 60,000 deaths, they'll just say, oh, it's no worse than a horrible flu. And then when it hits, you know, 75,000, they'll just say, ah, it's no worse than a devastating flu. I mean, come on.
Mike, you know, let me ask you this. What about the individuals who out there who say, well, wait a second. If you happen to step out in front of a bus, you get hit by a bus, they take you to the hospital, they test you for COVID-19 or the coronavirus, Chinese party coronavirus, and you turn up positive, they attribute the death to the virus itself. My question is, what about the numbers that are being skewed? And where do we get the accurate numbers? I mean, I'm tired of getting lied to. I'm tired of, so I go over here and I get these numbers. And the other thing, so that's question one. Question two, I look in my local hospital and I must say, look, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I look at my local hospital, biggest hospital in my county. They have an entire floor closed off, You know what the right. Occupants, the number of people on that floor is zero. And that's been that way. And they're laying off healthcare workers. So who in the hell do you trust? What are the real numbers? And what's going on? These really shouldn't be hard questions. Somebody should be able to figure this crap out. I mean, it's not rocket science. Just, well, go ahead.
Sure. I would say that we know that the numbers are not 100% perfect. But I would say there are just as many uncounted deaths as there are overcounted deaths. Yes, there are some cases where people are counted as a COVID-19 death presumptively, because typically you don't test corpses. So people die, let's say they come in and they die on a ventilator and they shared symptoms, then even if they weren't tested, they're going to be called presumptively COVID-19 in places like New York, and that's the CDC's numbers as well. And yes, some of those are probably not COVID-19 deaths, but in the nursing homes, there are mass deaths occurring across the United States and the UK. I mean, tens of thousands of deaths around the world in nursing home facilities that are rarely diagnosed as COVID-19, even though they share all these common symptoms. So there's undercounting and there's overcounting. And there may be cases, like you said, where somebody dies of an accident and then they're counted as COVID-19. But I cannot see that it's possible to bribe or control hundreds of thousands of doctors and nurses and coroners across 100 plus countries to be part of a global conspiracy to fake the deaths and have no whistleblowers. You know, I just can't see the medical staff being part of that, that someone would blow the whistle on it big time. I mean, lots of people would be blowing the whistle. And the other thing, though, Doug, is that normally in America, on any given day, without the virus, there's about 7,500 people who die. That's every day, day to day, last year, this year, whatever. 7,500 people die. Right now, the total deaths are almost 2,000 higher than that. We're talking about 9,000 plus deaths per day. So there's a spike in total deaths that is due to the coronavirus that is beyond the deaths of cancer and heart disease and accidents and all these other things. So if you look at the aggregate data, it's clear COVID-19 is killing a lot of people. As far as the hospitals being empty in certain places, yes, they were expecting a wave to arrive based on the New York data. I think that New York has a more aggressive strain, which was the Italy strain. That's the more deadly mutation. So hospitals cleared out all the elective surgery patients to try to make room for an expected surge. In some states, that surge has yet to occur, such as Pennsylvania, for example. California is still very early in the curve. Those surges may yet occur. In other states that don't have the New York strain, that surge may never occur, and the hospitals erred on the side of caution. It's better, though, I say, to err on the side of caution and have extra beds available in the hospitals than to have not enough beds and get overrun. So that's my take on it, Doug. I understand that there's a lot of questions about the deaths, and I certainly don't trust the infection numbers at all, because the antibody tests produce false positives like crazy. The PCR test can even produce false positives. So I don't trust the infection numbers. The deaths are probably closer to the truth, but not perfect. So that's my take on it, Doug.
All right, got it. Thank you for that. Because, yeah, look, I'm looking for a place to go, places to go that, you know, I can trust the numbers. But when you look at it in the aggregate, like you said, all right, so if we got 7,500 plus 2,000 more that, you know, we had before, okay, I can see that now. I can see what you're saying. All right. And thank you for answering that. Thank you for taking the time, because, and the reason I asked that, and then I'm going to shut up and give it to Steve, is because what I see taking place right now is a massive loss of our civil liberties to something that, frankly, I'm looking around.
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead, Steve.
Well, if I could please add, Steve, but let me just add one more thing about the numbers. This coronavirus is killing people now who would have normally otherwise died later this year. That is absolutely true. We will see much lower deaths from the seasonal flu throughout the year. We're seeing lower deaths from automobile accidents because few people are driving, fewer deaths on construction sites and so on. So there are lower deaths for that reason, but higher deaths because of the virus. The key to understanding this is that I've heard some people say, well, those people would have died anyway, or they had underlying conditions. They had morbidity, or they had cancer, or they had high blood pressure. And that's true. Many of them would have died anyway. But what killed them today is the virus. And there are plenty of younger people, even super athletes, who are dying from this. Younger people are getting hit more by strokes and neurological symptoms, whereas older people are getting the respiratory symptoms. There are a lot of younger people dying from this who should not be dying at all. And even though the death rate among younger people might be below 1%, it's still the total death rate across our economy is so large, it explains why China risked their entire control. Their government almost collapsed from the economic impact of China locking things down, because China knew that if they didn't stop the virus, their nation would be destroyed, their government would be overrun. And then China lied to the world and said, oh, it only killed a few thousand people. It probably killed over a million people in China. They've been covering it up. I mean, you saw it, Steve, the satellite images of the crematoriums, the mass graves, the disappearance of the whistleblowers. China probably saw a million deaths. And the reason they lied to the rest of the world is because they wanted the rest of the world to suffer the same number of deaths, and so without being forewarned about how deadly this was. That's the issue. China exported mass death to Europe and America, knowing that it would destroy the U.S. economy. And that's why this is global warfare. That's why Steve is absolutely correct. This is biological warfare against America, and we have to take it seriously.
Got it. Thank
and
you.
And Doug, I'm going to deal with the issue, too, of doctors and nurses. When I started on talk radio I'm looking retrospectively, but I said, when the bio attack was finally launched on the United States by the globalists, the first people they wanted out of the way were doctors and nurses. Now, think of this through. I must have been in Italy. The idea of getting rid of doctors and nurses, those are your first line of defense. And the first line of defense, and now they're forcing them to take pay cuts. Also, remember this, and in to destroy the healthcare system, if you redirect all of their care to potentials and you deny all the people that need surgery now, whether it's elective or not, let's say life-saving, what have you done? You've killed two birds with one stone. You've implemented your plan to do away with, quote, any realm of financing for the hospitals. In essence, I'm saying bottom line, they're destroying the healthcare system of this country by supposedly preparing the healthcare system of this country to take care of X number of known infected people. And at the same time, they're denying people that have health and death issues. It's a double kill, in my opinion. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And the number of doctors and nurses that are being infected and killed by this is quite enormous.
Staggering.
But yeah, it is staggering. And listen to this, too. You know how hydroxychloroquine works when you use zinc with it, okay? So right. President Trump was correct about this. You have to have zinc. Hydroxychloroquine creates what are called ionophores, which are ion channels that allows ionic zinc to be pushed into the cells to stop the replication of the virus. Well, Big Pharma arranged for clinical trials that are now all over the media saying hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. Guess what? In those trials, they didn't use zinc. So they just tested hydroxychloroquine without the zinc because they want you to suffer and die and stay locked down until they have the vaccine ready. So this is Big Pharma declaring war on America as usual as well. So we've got the communists trying to kill us. We've got pharmaceuticals industry trying to kill us. The left-wing mainstream media definitely wants everybody to be locked down and enslaved or eventually dead. And the globalists want us all dead. And yet, you know, here we are in independent media, banned and censored everywhere, trying to tell people, hey, this virus is real, but we can beat it. We can beat it with things like hydroxychloroquine plus zinc for serious cases. We can beat it with vitamin C, vitamin D, elderberry syrup, you know, all these things. We can beat it. We can get our economy back to work. We can have fair and free elections in November. You know, we can bounce back from this if we take precautions. But, you know, for God's sake, we have to wear masks. We have to have good nutrition. We have to take this thing seriously. That's been my message from day one. And I understand that I sound very passionate, perhaps even confrontational these days about this. It's because I see if we don't navigate this correctly, we lose America. We lose humanity. Trump loses. America is overrun. Vaccine mandates enslave everybody. The transhumanism kicks in. The mark of the beast kicks in. We're all done for if we go down that path. That's why I'm passionate about this. And I really appreciate you having me on and giving me this platform to speak. And I don't apologize for my passion. I'm begging God to help us save humanity, frankly. That's where I am with this, Steve and Doug. That's where I am.
Amen.
I want to echo that. And here's the deal, too, ladies and gentlemen. Just in the last 2 days, and Mike, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this, nor Doug and I, but I got emails from people whose relatives are in Venezuela, and they are absolutely talking about the Chinese military and military equipment going in there, which is also, by the way, already the Russians are there with S-400 missile launchers, a couple of nuke bombers, and some fighters that came in up through Latin America. We're surrounded, ladies and gentlemen. And seriously, we are surrounded. We're encircled. We've got the situation. And look at how China's insipid statements. And again, you know, Doug, the thing that Eric put up on the Nyquist article, I put on my website today, if you don't read that, you're dead. And I stand by that. But then if you go to the point, thank you, the secret speech of General Chi Haoshan, I guess. How would you pronounce that, Mike? Haoshan?
Haoshan.
The point is that guy's telling you how it's going to spell out. And then Chinese even went into more elaborate on the white papers talking about everything they talked about is now in play and in place. We've got our military assets. How do you launch aircraft from an aircraft carrier if everybody's sick? You know, and I want to go on record that captain of the aircraft carrier, I think he's a heroic guy. And that's total bullshit, S-H-E-E-T. That way the people won't get offended, probably offended anyway. The idea is that that guy cared about his men, and had those in the Defense Department taken it seriously and thought of, gee, what are the downrange ramifications of having four of our carriers out of commission, and how many aircraft are on each airplane, aircraft carrier, and then the situation with, you know, the escalating war in the Middle East, especially in Iran. Iran is losing tens of thousands of people to CV-19 and variants. They actually, at some point, have nothing more to lose. And remember, they were the same ones that said, if it were necessary, and I think it was Ahmadinejad that made the statement, that if all Iran had to die to bring about the Iman Mahdi, the Muslim savior of the last days, that it would be worth it. Well, I think a lot of people decided, yeah, why don't you go first and let us live? But the point is that this is so critical. This is so crucial. This is so literally biblical. And ladies and gentlemen, again, you know, I want to remind everybody, Doug, that this year, True Legends is going to be happening on, let's see, the 15th. I forget the dates because we changed it so much. And the thing is that of May, and what is going to be unimaginable to me is that people would want to miss this because Mike's going to be a speaker. Depopulation trifecta, coronavirus, vaccines, and 5G. Dr. Michael Lake, cataclysms before time and deception of time cycles. The deception of time cycles is important because right now we're in a cycle of destruction and most people won't admit it. I'm going to be talking on that which was, that which is, and that which will be. L.A. Marzulli, ancient cataclysms, lost civilizations. Russ Dizdar is going to be speaking of unimaginable, the final catastrophic events. The word final is showing up a lot. A Rip in the Fabric of Time by Derek Gilbert. Chaos, Leviathan, and the Real War of the Worlds. Celeste Solemn, what is your worst case scenario? Trust me, if I thought I could define a worst case scenario, I've been checked and checkmated. Celeste can do it. Bob Griswold is going to talk about practical tribulation preparedness, threefold preparation for faith-founded peace in the storm, and Carl Teichgren, Game of Gods, the Temple of Man in the Age of Reenchantment. The Temple of Man is just another word for the temple of the temple for the replacement of man and the Uberman, the Superman, if you will, the non-human DNA man to rise to his ascendancy. Gary Wayne, in the beginning, Genesis 1:1-2, what has been will be again. Now, this is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. This conference can only be viewed online. It's in real time. So please go to gen6.com and sign up for it today, because it's going to be, in my opinion, Mike, and I think you agreed, will you just address that a few minutes, that why you, excuse me, see, this is so important at this time?
Yeah, before you do, Mike, before you do, and please hold that thought, we are going to come back with that conference thought. We're up against the top of the hour network break. Want to introduce, of course, reintroduce Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Q-Files 2.0. Please sign up for the Q-Files 2.0. If you're not a member, if you're not getting that information, you need to. And Natural News, Mike Adams, latest news, of course, dear President Trump, to save America, you must ignore the disinformation from your own supporters who are ignorant about infectious disease. I agree. And, of course, Pompeo says U.S. must investigate multiple labs in China where coronavirus pandemic could have originated. Folks, we're right back. HagmanReport.com, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReportLive.com as well. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Thank you.
Exposing the New World Order, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Stand by. Doug and Joe will be back shortly.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Hagman Report, watching the Hagman Report, HagmanReportLive.com. That's the place to go, HagmanReportLive.com, for our audio and video productions. There you are. Three different programs, by the way. This program, the flagship program, of course, we have Keith Hansen, Hour 3, as well as Dan Voss, Good Gun, Bad Guy Radio once a week as well, part of the HagmanReportLive.com retinue video and audio platforms. I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. And you know, two of the finest men I know, and I mean that, I'm not blowing smoke up their skirts. They don't wear skirts that I know of anyway. And if they did, well, yeah, anyway, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. Please bookmark that website. Also, Q Files 2.0, please subscribe there. And Mike Adams from Natural News, defending health, life, and liberty. Indeed he is. And of course, what a great news outlet there, where he's got, the latest news information that you can trust. And that's the thing. You open this up. We open this up. Who do we trust for our news? Who can we trust? Who's been co-opted? Who's not been, you know, right from day one, right? So we have to kind of always use our discernment when we're listening to people. Before you get back to Steve and Mike, I want to mention Wisconsin Christian News. Here's the hard copy right here. If you are a Christian and you're not getting this, or you're not supporting this publication, I would urge you to do so. I was talking to the editor this morning, and you know, I got to tell you, it's a bad time to have a business. And it's an even worse time to try to keep a Christian-oriented business afloat when you've got so many enemies. Wisconsin Christian News, the link will be in the program description box. Please, please subscribe and support them generously. Going to kick it back to Steve Quayle, who was just at the moment of asking Mike Adams about the True Legends concert. So, Steve, I'm going to kick it back to you. You can finish your question, and my apologies for the interruption.
No problem. One of the things that's really critical about this year is I'm going to make this statement. I made the statement at Branson 2 years ago. The word normal would never be used again, and everything you knew as normal would be taken from us following that. I'll tell you this. This year's Branson, the subject matter will be immediately echoed in the headlines and the news stories across the net, because it's going to be dealing with cataclysms, catastrophes, and at the end, Doug, it's all about the entities out there, and I believe they're supernaturally evil. I believe that they buy off mankind with the most amazingly low offers in the universe, but mankind bites. The destruction of the human race has been initiated. I want to say that one more time. This is not playing Aunt Polly Does the End Times. This is absolutely the initiatory phase of the destruction of the human race, which Jesus warned about, that if he didn't intervene, and he will intervene, and the question is, when does he intervene? But I will tell you this, that this year's conference is critical. I'm assuming it is the last, because we'll have had four different presentations over the last 4 years. And thank you, Eric, for putting it up. And the point that is critical is that I believe that if you have the headlines in advance, you won't be shocked by the headlines when they happen. If you don't understand the nature of the war, you cannot fight it effectively. So go ahead, Mike, and share with me just how you see this thing coming into focus, the relevance and the lateness of the hour, and how the subject matter is timed.
Well, there are so many layers to this war against humanity, and I'm really glad you brought in the spiritual layer. You know, this is a good versus evil battle that's being played out through viral nanotechnology. You alluded to that earlier, where this virus is an engineered nanotech weapon. The nanotech is not, you know, gallium arsenide and you know, silicon. Rather, it's using proteins and amino acids and, S-spike proteins and so on, and payloads that we talked about. This is nanotech. You know, viruses are not alive. They are machines. They are nanoscale machines, and they are engineered to achieve a purpose by their designers, who in this case are answering to Satan. There's no other way to say it. I mean, they are demonically inspired, evil, anti-human engineers who have built a weapon system. And by the way, they previously built, you know, a media system, the corporate media. They built a medical system, the anti-human big pharma. They built an education system that teaches ignorance and victimhood. They built an entertainment system, Hollywood, which promotes pedophilia and promotes, you know, the destruction of family values and so on. They have built many, many systems, and they have infected many systems. They've infected the Senate. You know, how many senators are answering to this evil, such as Senator Feinstein from California, for example. But this is the takedown wave now, and it's the opening salvo. So getting to the upcoming event that Steve has happening in May, I'm going to be talking about all these things, the depopulation weapons, the multiple vectors of depopulation, who's behind it, what weapon systems they're using, vaccines, biological weapons, and 5G, which, by the way, does alter blood chemistry. There is a rational, science-based explanation behind why 5G exposure makes you more susceptible to the coronavirus and oxygen deprivation, which is what's really killing most people who are infected. I'll be giving that presentation. It's about 2.5 hours in duration, roughly. It's going to be with Steve Quayle's event mid-May. I don't know the exact dates either. Gen6.com is where you can find that. In fact, I'm just about to start recording that presentation. I had to apologize, Steve. I had to wait to see what would develop until, you know, late April. But I'm going to be recording that presentation shortly and getting it over to his producers to put out there so it can be as up to date as possible. But the bottom line is, before I turn it back over to you, Doug and Steve, I want to be very thankful that I am in good company with so many amazing people who do see what's happening. Bob Griswold, for example, he is a voice of truth. He's sounding the alarm on what's coming. Dave Hodges has done a lot of good work on this as well, good analysis. Doug, the fact that you have me on your platform when perhaps some of my views might disagree with some of your previous guests, it's to your credit that you have this platform, that you allow different voices to speak, that you really respect intellectual curiosity, which is what I think we're bringing to the table here. And Steve, I just can't say enough kind things about you. You have been consistent from day one. You have been ahead of the curve by decades. Decades. You saw this coming in Breathe No Evil 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you knew what was coming. And at the time, no one could have imagined that this would be coming. No one could have seen this future. People thought you were crazy, of course, as they thought I was crazy for talking about this. Now you have the best foresight and the most accuracy of any person living today on these issues. So it's to your credit that you saw this coming. And here we are trying to navigate it and trying to help humanity save itself up against the most demonic and destructive anti-human forces that our realm, our world, our cosmos has ever seen. These are very interesting times to be alive. I'll say that. Back to you.
Thank you. And Doug, the date is, and I'm sorry, it's changed a couple times, May 15th to the 17th. Now, here's what's interesting, Mike and Doug. Had we stuck with the July date, and this is really the hand of the Lord's mercy, July 15th is supposedly, from the insiders I'm talking to, the week of the 9th through the 15th of July is when they start to really crash the economy in earnest. And who knows what would have happened, could have happened, but should have happened. But I also see the wisdom of being able to pre-record the whole conference. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it will be in real time. That just means when Mike's up, he's speaking. You know, you'll get the videotapes if you've ordered them. Those of you who signed up for registering and going to Branson will get the videotapes in addition to being able to live stream. But what's important, and I want to read something, and this sums it up that is really well stated. People keep talking about normal. What is normal? How do you return to normal when we've put up with abnormal for the last 30, 40 years? So I want to say this. We must accept that the old normal we knew no longer exists. It's gone. You must accept that there is no known cure and that normal types of vaccines will never work. And you have to live with that new normal and also to live without fear. The body is a marvelous creation of Almighty God. It's not a genetic recombinant pile of amino acids and an electric spark from some foreign galaxy giving a lightning bolt. Here's what people need to do. They need to get, there's only one context I know of, and that's getting right with God. Because we are now in a biblical time frame, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, that has never existed before. And when you understand that, and Mike, you hit it, and these globalists want the population of the world taken down to 500 million. And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to China, I'm telling you this, they're ready to go for it. The economy you knew will never be again. The restaurants you visited will never be able to be visited again. Look at what's happened to the food supply, whether it's Tyson or any of the big chicken manufacturers, the pork producers. Smithfield, that was a failure of national security to allow the Chinese Communist Party to own America's food production. Big, big clue there. The ability, ladies and gentlemen, to come and go as you please, those days are over. And you might say the days to come and go as you police, P-O-L-I-C-E, police, I'm spelling it European way, P-O-L-I-C-E, to come and go won't be without your ability to have your papers. Mike, Doug, I do not believe there's ever been a bigger slap in the face. It's like pouring cold water over your head and thinking that the first bucket just gets you shivering and wakes up, and then another bucket comes until you decide to step out of the cold water. We are being slapped by the globalists. You know what they're saying? You guys are such a bunch of basically worthless animals. We're going to kill you, but before we kill you, we're going to drain your blood. We're going to basically take your money. We're going to take everything away from you, your family, your friends, your social distancing. Okay, social distancing. You know what that does? That keeps people from coming together. And what scared the wee-wee, not a Frenchman, what scared the wee-wee out of the people that, for instance, like the governor of Michigan stuff, when all those, quote, rednecks or right-wing fanatics got together and they were standing close? I don't think people understand this, Doug and Mike, but the social distancing requirement now is designed to be able to pass into law that if you and I and Doug were to get together and we didn't maintain 6 feet of whatever, they're trying to break our ability to interrelate with other human beings because they're worried what happens when two or three guys say enough is enough. And I don't think people have addressed that issue. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah, you bring up a really important point. When you wear a mask, when both parties wear a mask, you don't need social distancing. The only purpose of social distancing is because when people aren't wearing a mask, they kind of spit and spray, you know, what, 6 feet or so, as is being said when they're talking. You wear a mask, you're not spraying virus particles into the air. So if everybody's wearing a mask, which I'm advocating because it's simple, it doesn't impair your liberty. I'm talking about in public places. You don't need social distancing. That's the thing. You can be in close proximity to each other and wear masks and join a peaceful protest and exercise free speech and not infect each other. It's so simple. But they want us to stay apart, like you said, stay locked down in our homes forever while the economy is being crushed and while you are being herded like cattle into a waiting corral system to be injected like farm animals with the vaccine. So this is why, look, wearing masks and taking zinc and taking vitamin D, these are ways that we defeat that system and solve this. If we can get infections down to near zero in the next 2 months, then it's very easy to argue, hey, we don't need a vaccine. We beat this. And by the way, you know, my wife is from Taiwan originally. She's been an American citizen for over 25 years now, but Taiwan has done an exceptional job on handling this without lockdowns. Taiwan just has a culture of everybody wears a mask out in public. People go out shopping. People go to grocery stores. People sit together at tea shops. They're just wearing masks. And Taiwan didn't have to lock things down. Taiwan didn't destroy their economy. In fact, I mean, we have an office in Taiwan, and Taiwan manufacturers are having an economic boom because everybody's moving away from China. In fact, we can't get some of our bottles that we're trying to get for our own products, you know, because we always buy from Taiwan because we don't want to support the communists in China. Well, all the other companies in the U.S. that used to import from China, now they've shifted to Taiwan. So our sources are getting backlogged by months because of that. But Taiwan is doing great. Taiwan's doing great. No lockdowns necessary. No social distance. Just wear masks. It's so simple.
Doug.
Speak to me.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. At the beginning of the show, you said that you're mad. The problem we're all up against is this. When your platform goes away, when my podcast goes away, Radio Presence goes away, when Mike's goes away, but we're still on by the grace of God. I think we're still there to provoke anyone who can think, and will possibly be concerned with the life of their loved ones. This has never happened in my knowledge. I've never seen such an amazing expression of love in some families, but hatred and anger in others. I mean, I get emails from people. My husband and I are at each other's throats. You know, he thinks I'm crazy. You know, he'll be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Those are their words, not mine. So I think it's really important that people understand this. We're in the end game, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, Mike, I came up with that little slogan years ago. I think it was on even one of the programs I was on. I said, shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, they want you dead. I've got to make it clear to everybody. This isn't about vaccinating you so you can go on being effective puppets for the New World Order. This is about getting rid of all humanity, getting rid of the last vestiges of any resistance and any the ability to whatever was good, the foundations of the country. The proverb says if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The answer is nothing. When the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. Yet people looked to the president, who I believe was put in by God to divide the country and show who's on God's side and who isn't. Hey, look, I mean, you know, as long as Trump doesn't show up with a white robe and a staff, I don't think he will. But the point is, and saying, let my people go. But I don't believe that people have used this time wisely. Their eyes, meaning since he got elected, their eyes then went back to being activists prior to spectators now. Remember this, evil doesn't sleep, it doesn't go on vacation, it doesn't run out of ideas. Evil is a fact of existence until the Lord Jesus Christ himself puts an end to it. And right now we're in the battle for everything. And you know, the Red Dawn scenario. How many of us grew up with the Red Dawn? Great movie. I must have watched it 100 times. And the thing is that, and I'm common valor. But the point that is, I think, well taken, the emasculation of the American male, the Amazonification of the American female, meaning that the woman, the noble warrior versus the weak men, all you have to do is watch any commercial on TV and you see that the woman's usually the strong, powerful, cute, you know, not always cute. But the point is that, and the man's always weak. And again, look, for the record, nothing drives people nuts who hate God more than reminding them that God created Adam, and then out of Eve, out of Adam's rib did Eve come. And the point is that it takes a partnership. But I'm telling you this, Jesus said it rightly, and you think it's bad now? I have a friend, I won't mention any names. His wife's giving him a hard time. A man has been the head of the house, you'll like this, Mike, prepared. You know, greenhouses, garden, works his rear end off and everything. And the woman just continues to harass him. And then she's got 4 appendages, children, that absolutely think the man is, you know, crazy. And I said to him, I said, sir, I won't use his name or anything. What are you going to do when they turn you in? Because look at, and Mike, I want you to address this. We are now becoming a survival and a snitch society. Man, that's like East Germany's Stasi on steroids. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the survival wisdom is being drained from people. I've known people who have been preppers for years. They've got firearms, ammo, gold and silver, and they had also prepped for a biological attack. They had body suits, you know, personal protection equipment, and now they're going out in public and not wearing a mask when they're in crowds. Again, I don't mean to just keep hammering that point, but if you believe in prepping, you know, use your gear as appropriate. Just like wear a ballistic vest if people come at you, you know, shooting, trying to steal your loot or something, you want to wear a ballistic vest. If you're in a gas attack, you want a gas mask, a full face respirator, because it protects you from the gas attack. But listen, there's something else. If you don't mind me bringing this in, Steve, there's another way that China is attacking the United States. This is very insidious, and it's with the faulty antibody tests.
Right.
So there was this famous Stanford study that was highlighted in the Wall Street Journal and everywhere. And I'm going to explain the math here. It's very simple. Imagine this. Imagine you have an antibody test that has 95% accuracy. They're really called specificity, but it's 95% accurate. And let's say you have a population where you have only 1% of the people who really have antibodies. You test 100 people. How many positives will you get? You'll get 6 positives, because the one person is a true positive. Then you'll get 5 false positives, because the test has a 5% false positive rate in this. Now, this is slightly simplified, but this is basically how it works. So you'll get 5 false positives for every 1 real positive. Stanford used an antibody test that was manufactured by China. It was not even FDA approved, not even approved by China's FDA, and was ranked last in the list of 9 manufacturers in terms of accuracy. And this is how Stanford was able to say that California has 55 times higher rates of infections, which means that then the fatality rate is 55 times lower. That is a Chinese disinfo attack through faulty antibody tests. And Stanford tried to cover up the fact that they were using these Chinese tests, but some other online sleuths were able to find the exact specifications, and turned out that Stanford did that. And by the way, one more thing, Steve, the Wall Street Journal article that talked about that Stanford study, that it was such a great study and it showed that this is not even fatal at all, that Wall Street Journal article was written by a co-author on the paper. Mm-hmm. And in the Wall Street Journal, they did not declare that they were involved in the paper. So you have this Wall Street Journal fake news, fake science, disinformation, bad antibody tests from communist China telling America that there's nothing to worry about. See, that's another angle of how this attack is taking place, trying to make America complacent. That's no accident, as you know. Communist China is sending us bad tests on purpose in order to make us complacent. So there you go, Steve and Doug. That's just another factoid that I had to bring in on this.
Why are they sending us tests, period? Why in the hell aren't we sent? I mean, I got a box of masks on the masks, and Steve saw them. They're from China. It's all Chinese, right? It's Chinese manufactured, Chinese distributed. Why are we getting this stuff from China? What are we, insane? Well, you don't have to answer that, but I guess why?
That is, well, you know, Trump activated the Defense Production Act, and we had heard early on, I think, VP Pence said that 3M was going to be producing, I think, 50 million masks a month or something. I'm not trying to be critical of Pence, but where are those masks? I mean, 50 million masks a month, we should, at this point, I would think we should be seeing those masks. Where are the masks? I mean, you're right, Doug. Why are we buying masks from China when U.S. manufacturers could be making the masks right here at home? Yeah, maybe they cost a little more instead of 20 cents a mask. Maybe it's $1 a mask. I'm happy to pay $1 a mask, because we're paying $5 right now anyway because of the shortages. So, yeah, where are the American-made masks? That's
Amen.
What we need.
Amen. All right. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think the whole idea of even relying on the nation that initiates a bioweapons attack on you for ventilators, for masks, for test kits. The test kits is the biggest – I mean, just when you think you can't have any more piled higher or deeper, they run a whole new herd of horses, and they just defecate over thing, meaning horse manure. And I'm sorry, but the Chinese cannot even be counted on to be able to produce anything that would be intellectually honest, because look, they've infected stuff on purpose. They have infected things on purpose. I got an email today, Doug and Mike, from some guy who's got 65,000 Chinese masks, you know, for sale. You don't go to Typhoid Mary and ask her for, you know, a kiss on the lips and expect that, you know, you're going to be escaping with your health. There is a programmed, assumed insanity, if that even makes sense. We are programmed to assume insanity. They who create a test, if they initiated the bio attack, and I believe it, I don't care what the pundits say, they are going to make sure that anything capable of identifying their fingerprints is sanitized. And, or they're just going to say, basically, to hell with you, like the Chinese white paper, quoting the general, and saying, look, we're going to kill every man, woman, child. And by the way, they are on record as saying this. When they do invade, they plan to kill every American. One of the quotes was, and this is in context, to some, they would consider that inhuman. To us, we consider that our destiny. We will have no qualms. People have had visions. I mean, real ones. These are solid people. These aren't, the ones that show up on the YouTube every other day. And this was 25 years ago. They watched the Chinese invasion of the West Coast from San Diego all the way up to Seattle. And the people that were left alive, just like you've seen those pictures on YouTube where they're basically digging trenches with big bulldozers, they were just bulldozing people in alive and covering them up.
And remember, too, Steve, that China, when they knew that this was a deadly bioweapon, they had the WHO attack President Trump when he wanted to block flights from China, because China wanted to continue to export the infections to the United States and to Europe in order to shift blame to the United States, which was followed by their propaganda campaign that, of course, involves, not just the mainstream media, but other outlets that we've talked about, to say that the United States is at fault for all of this. And then China rolled out this thing that this was a U.S.-developed bioweapon. Now, think about how astonishing that is, that China is admitting it's a bioweapon. They're just saying the U.S. created it, not China. But it turns out, of course, we've covered this. Obama's NIH provided funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology Laboratory, the BSL-4 lab, that was working on this virus. So Obama, by the way, I have to bring this in, which allowed Iran to capture one of our drones so that Iran could have the decryption hardware to decrypt military signals from satellites. And Obama, which allowed Iran to capture a U.S. Navy boat. Remember that incident? That was also arranged by Obama. Obama, which laundered billions of dollars internationally and flew pallets of cash on cargo planes to Iran to fund their nuclear weapons program, the same Obama that allowed China to steal the entire personnel records of the entire U.S. military. Remember that? That so-called breach? All the military records went to China. Obama was funding the Wuhan laboratory in China, which was developing the weapons. So, yes, China built it, but have no illusions. Obama, the traitor, Obama, the sleeper cell, helped fund it. Obama was setting up America's enemies to have nuclear weapons and biological weapons and top secret military technology all around the world. I mean, that's the big story here. Obama was aiding and abetting America's enemies with strategic weapons that could devastate our world and that are doing so now. I mean, no one's even talking about the Obama link to this yet. And that really needs to be explored. In my view.
I agree. And also, the Mika Brzezinski's father, look at the... What's that?
Zygmunt Brzezinski.
Right. Consider the fact, people wonder about Obama's rise, meteoric rise from obscurity in a junior senator. Look at who his handlers were. And by the way, go back into the Carter years, going back further, or Nixon, we can go back into Nixon and follow people like Kissinger and Brzezinski and see where we are today. But you're exactly right. This Obama connection is beyond troubling. And where is Obama today? He's still around in Washington with Valerie Jarrett. And have we ever seen that before in a former president? So we're not done with Obama yet. I mean, I just have this feeling. So
oh, no,
thank you.
Not at all.
Okay. Go ahead, Steve.
We're not, we're not done with him at all. Look, when he, how is it that a sitting president, you can take George Bush Jr., you can take Bill Clinton, you know, for as long as he's still alive, and they have a couple of Secret Service guys. Yet Obama travels still with full military escorts. He basically has a cadre of Secret Service. He's the most protected man on the planet. I would tell you that. Some people say, no, the president is. When you understand how he is already heralded in the back channels as the president of the world, remember that? People are looking for a man. Remember what Obama dressed up as in his Halloween outfit? He looks something like out of, one of the science fiction movies where they presented Lucifer in this, a Baphomet costume that was all sparkly with diamonds. Lucifer, the shining one. So I think the point is, Doug, is we are not done with him by any means, and he has not finished us off totally yet with all his means. There's a power statement. Amen. Obama is not done with us yet, and he, because his goal was to completely, totally, unequivocally destroy the United States.
Yeah, and he's not done. And Mike, thank you for bringing that up as well. I want to ask you a question, Mike. How is it possible that right now, I look at the garden gnome, as I call him, Fauci, F-A-U-X hyphen C-H-I, Fauci. I look at the garden gnome there, okay? my eyes start to hemorrhage. You know, the vein and things happen. I look at him, I look at Burks. Their connections to WHO, their funding, Harvard connection, without getting too far into the weeds, I'm just wondering, why are we still, why are they there? Why? Can you answer that?
Well, they are, I've been critical of Trump allowing these influencers to set the agenda, and I would hope that Trump would replace them. I even think that Michael Savage, you know, the radio host and the PhD epidemiologist, would be far better than Fauci there in place.
Amen.
But their goal there is to, of course, defend the big pharma agenda, which is to downplay all nutrition, to keep people sick, and to line people up for the mandatory vaccine. And so they are trying to control that narrative and influence Trump to stay on that course that will devastate America. Plus, remember, Fauci is really an anti-Trumper. He's a Democrat. And the CDC is mostly anti-Trump Democrats. In fact, you know, most of Washington, D.C. is anti-Trump Democrats. They all want to see Trump go. So they are there not to help Trump succeed in defeating this virus, but to make sure that Trump fails and gets replaced in November. They see, in their mind, the light at the end of the tunnel. They're drooling over the possibility of eliminating Trump. And as we've seen before, if the Democrats have to see millions of Americans die in order to get rid of Trump, in their minds, that's worth it. You know, we saw even Bill Maher out there saying, it's worth an economic collapse to get rid of Trump. We saw 9/11, they allowed the attacks to take place, the staged attacks, to kill 3,000 Americans. Why? Because they knew it would give them the power to roll out a surveillance police state that was used by Obama against Trump, by the way. That's the post 9/11 surveillance powers. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, all of those. That was post 9/11 power. Imagine the power they can grab now if they get Trump out of office or force him to resign or have him killed or infected even, any one of those could occur. Then they will seize the White House. They'll have Joe Biden in place. He'll be immediately replaced, 25th Amendment, because he has lost his mind. He's a dementia patient. They'll have probably end up with Hillary Clinton in there one way or another, you know, or someone on the Clinton team. That's where this is going. And that will be devastating for America. So Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are working for the Bill Gates,
yep,
Clinton Foundation cabal of depopulation, take down America, economic destruction, and vaccinate everybody at gunpoint. That's who Fauci's working for.
Okay. Thank you. And Steve, yeah, Steve, you and I have talked about this before. Yeah, exactly. And folks, naturalnews.com, that's where to go. You want news about, go there, naturalnews.com, bookmark that website. Make sure you just, absorb everything that's on there. Okay. And the numbers, I believe his numbers, world coronavirus count. And there it is on top right there. You can say, for those listening on the radio, not just when you get back, pull up the video, naturalnews.com. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think we need a, what I would call a reality shakeup and an existence, awareness break, because I do not believe that people are being realistic. Because again, my statement is we have been so transformed into a virtual society that, and the government has lied so predominantly continue that people are destabilized or confused. They listen to Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, Doug say one thing. They listen to this other big site say this, that, and people are honestly confused. Is it not a bioweapon? Is it not worse than flu? And again, you know, density of where these deaths are occurring is a big deal. Obviously, the more dense cities have the more death, i.e. New York. But you cannot get away from the fact, in my opinion, guys, that this was a deliberate attack upon the United States. If you've got 1.4 billion people and can't feed, let's say, the extra 400 million, you can have plausible deniability. When you see China should, maybe everybody in the U.S. media is watching the Chinese model. They've changed their story now six times. I believe the 50% higher. Mike, you ran just the basic numbers. You cannot take the population of China and make any of their numbers even fit with the lowest rate of infection numbers to the real rate of infection numbers. I'm on record, you guys. I was told by the man who's personal friends with the gentleman that made the crematoriums for China. They originally had 50 of them capable of doing 1,000 an hour. Now they have an additional 100. You tell me you need 150 crematorium? How could I know that? Well, I think he just sits around and makes it up. No, I know guys that know people. Again, Mike, you know this. It's the people in the know who are trying to clear their conscience before they die, who really don't want the blood of innocence on their hands any more than they already do. There are people trying to get right with Jesus, and that's my main thing right now, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing that's going to carry you through. And God has not given us a spirit of confusion, and God has not given us a spirit of fear. The fear should be on those who are lying to you, not against us who are trying to tell you the truth. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, in early March, I released pandemic projection numbers, and I released a downloadable spreadsheet with the math so that everybody could see the math. And those projection numbers turned out to be very low. But at the time I released them, people thought they were crazy. It had predicted 580 deaths by April 5th. And then 10,000 deaths by May 5th, for example. Now, of course, we're at almost 50,000 deaths right now, April, 22nd. So the numbers were low. But even that model that I released had projected that by July 4th, there would be 80,000 deaths that day in America. And we would have 2.1 million dead Americans on July 4th in the aggregate. That's where this was headed, and my numbers were low. If we had not taken steps to stop that exponential spread, this would have absolutely destroyed the economy and destroyed the Trump administration completely, because no president could stay in office if there were 5 million deaths, before voting day. Trump took this initial lockdown action to try to save himself and America. It was the right thing to do temporarily. I want to reiterate that. We now have enough knowledge to end those lockdowns with masks and zinc and things like that. But he took that necessary step, even though it was horrendous. But it shows you that the weapon from China, the weapon that I believe was funded by Obama, probably with the knowledge of the Clintons and so on, the weapon was the most effective weapon imaginable against Trump and against America. And it forced Trump into the position where he had no choice but to have a temporary lockdown in order to just stop millions of people from dying. And he has averted millions of deaths in America. And so have, frankly, even the Democrat governors like Cuomo. I hate to give Cuomo credit for anything, but he did go along with that lockdown. If he had not, New York would be a sea of dead bodies today, right now. So, you know, to his credit, he did that. He's still a communist. He's still a horrible human being. But at least he didn't allow New York City to be just overrun with dead bodies in the streets. OK, now, Trump, now, because of this pause, he has an opportunity. I think he's got an opportunity to stop the virus, to restart the economy in time for the elections, to have America back to work, to have new infections approaching zero. Trump has this time that I think the globalists made a tactical error. I think that they probably wanted to release this more like in the summer so that Trump would have been hit with no time to respond. And on election day, we would have been overrun with horrible deaths. The fact that they had released it really in November of last year may have been early on their timeline. It has given Trump a chance to respond. If Trump navigates this expertly, again, with maybe with the help of people like Michael Savage, who I continue to advocate, then Trump could turn this around and have a victory for us, beat the virus, beat the globalists, win the election, keep America strong and sovereign, bring a manufacturing back to America, blockade communist China as much as you can, continue the currency wars with China, you know, get our economy back, get the oil industry back online. He could turn this into a major, major victory. So we are right now at this incredible fork in the road. Are we going to go down the path of America surviving and thriving and overcoming, or are we going to go down the path of America being destroyed, Trump being destroyed, vaccine mandates, cattle, depopulation, eugenics, everything? That's where we are right now. On this day, we have to make that choice as a nation. That's my assessment of where we are.
Mike Adams, I'm sorry, Steve. Mike Adams sounding the alarm bells, and I think everyone would should heed those alarm bells. Steve Quayle sounding the alarm bells, what, for 2.5 decades or longer? Thank you both. I just wanted, on behalf of everyone listening and on behalf of this platform, thank you both for doing that. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I would add to what everything that Mike has said, but I'd also say this. We have seen war from the Democrats against the living God. We have seen war against live human beings in the way of, I would call the mutilation, the sacrifice, where a woman's uterus should have been a safe place. It became the largest execution chamber in the history of the world. We have seen contempt for Jesus Christ. The church has failed America. I can only tell you this, because they thought that friendship with the world, by the way, it's interesting to me that nominal Christians who serve a phenomenal God, if they'd open their eyes, would want to be friends with the people that obviously wanted to get rid of Jesus, want to get rid of the Christians too. I would say this, that there is a disconnect in the way most Americans think between the real world that we're trying to tell you it is, and the hopeful world, okay? The hopeful world, I want to go back. You brought up Barney Fife. I actually watched him on one short episode the other night. Just, I don't know why. It was a news story talking about that, the Andy Griffith Show. But here's the deal. I am on record as saying that America cannot pull back. Not to argue, Mike, with you and challenge you, because you have to have the will to live. From what I am seeing, very few people have the will to live, and more importantly, they have no, I would say, personal responsibility, or take no personal responsibility for not speaking up for the slaughter of the unborn, for not standing up against the transgenderization. Transgenderization is just the ultimate affront against the living God who created Adam and Eve. Look, I'm not going to apologize for that. We are seeing everything in the book of Genesis that God created and saw that it was good and blessed and said after its kind and likeness. The war is a supernatural war. While all these things that we're talking about, whether it's COVID-19 or the defense postures or weapon systems or anything and everything out there, the food dying. And by the way, the locust plagues that are now plaguing the world are greater even than the plagues of Moses' day. Because now you've got almost a trident or a pitchfork. You've got three major locust plagues that are, you can't even calculate them now in the billions or even trillions, because it's a uniform front of devastation. We have an internal darkness in America where the Bible said, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. That's where we're at. I believe we're under God's judgment. I believe that the ministry that, and when I say ministry, let's just say this, the outreach that you have, Doug, the outreach that I have, that Mike has, we're pleading for people to open their eyes. But in the biblical terms, it says, awake, thou who dwellest in the dust of death. Awake. And you cannot, you know, you cannot expect people to, you know, close their eyes, put their fingers in their ears, and really expect to hear what you're saying, let alone to see what you're saying. And my question is, if as dire as things are with deaths and bodies and body bags and all stuff, by the way, I don't believe you can fake all that, especially when you go to a third world, not a third world country, but let's say Italy is where this was happening. It's not a third world country, but Iran and some of these other places that have mass deaths, Spain. Again, I'm not calling them third world countries, but I'm just saying those countries with that kind of density, and they have one thing in common. They had all the Wuhan Chinese tourists there. Those were the three best spots for tourism for the Chinese, according to the governments. They wouldn't tell people the truth because you know why? They didn't want to be branded as racist. Well, you can say this. Everybody in America should be a human racist. Everybody in the planet should be a human racist. In other words, we like being human. Take your robots and shove them into the outermost parts of the universe. Take your AI, artificial intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence, there's nothing about it that's artificial. It's all supernatural. It's all evil. It's all demonic. Take all of your modern technology. And this is the other thing, Doug. I had a lady write me an email today. And she said, what should I tell my son? He's going to some junior college or going to college. And I said, why spend the money? Why waste the money? Have him go get a job as, you know, some kind of a trade school, and he can at least have a job making 25 to 50 bucks an hour. I'm telling you this, mark my words, the American form of education is dead as you've known it. Colleges are dead as you've known them. It's dead and dying in the cities, and there are no jobs on the horizon for people that are graduating. What do we need, another poli-sci major? What do we need? Another basket weaving 411? What do we need? Well, obviously China surpassed us in engineers, mathematics, and all the technological advances. Yet we in the United States, under the guise of the techno illuminists and Satanists, have outsourced all of our basic tech stuff to China. And I said this, Michael, and I'll throw it right back to you. The purpose of all the surveillance society stuff that has been done in China is already operating in the United States in the background, algorithms and everything. So we've now become not only a spied-on nation, but a nation of spies. Go ahead, Mike.
And big tech answers to communist China. That's the other side of this,
yes.
China has infiltrated Twitter. I believe Jack Dorsey is a communist Chinese agent. That's my opinion. Same as Senator Feinstein. Her office was a spy agency for China for 20 years. There's no question about that in my view. Google, YouTube, they answer to China. WHO answers to China. China controls at least a third of the United States Congress. China controls Hollywood. The latest Tom Cruise movie, all controlled by China. They removed the Taiwan flag from his jacket from what was the Tom Cruise movie where he's the Air Force pilot or the Navy pilot? Top Gun. The new Top Gun, they removed the Taiwan flag because it's funded by China. China controls information. China controls the universities. China controlled the, Harvard professor who was sending secrets over to China in exchange for $1.5 million, it was reported. He was indicted by the feds, and he's just one of thousands. China is controlling everything. And it's time. We have to declare war against communism. Communism is anti-human. Communism is anti-Christian. Communism is anti-freedom, anti-free markets. And if anything, we should be saying no more business with China, no more money from China in our schools, in our movie studios. Trump could force the studios to sell off Chinese assets, to sell off Chinese ownership. Bring Hollywood at least back to America, and then maybe one day stop the hellish pedophilia in Hollywood as well. But look, here's where this is going. Just to summarize, because I know we're getting close to the end of this interview. Over the next several months, in my assessment, we're going to see outbreaks that are huge in Mexico, Central and South America, including Brazil. We're going to see large outbreaks in Africa. But in Central and South America and Africa, most of the infections and deaths will be unreported. We're already starting to see this in Ecuador, where I used to live. And in that coastal city there, Guayaquil, where the bodies were in the streets, you've seen the videos, the massive number of deaths. They're mostly being covered up because those, most of those countries, especially in Africa, they don't have the healthcare infrastructure to even count the dead. In many parts of Mexico, you know, the hospitals are going to be overrun almost instantly. In Africa, there are only 5 critical care hospital beds per 1 million people who live in Africa. You're not even going to know the numbers. So don't even expect to see the number of deaths there. What's going to happen, though, is when it gets bad enough in Mexico, you're going to have infected people fleeing to North America. They're going to try to cross the border. They're going to go to sanctuary cities to try to get free health care, and they will reinfect liberal cities and liberal states in America if Trump does not effectively control the border with a full southern border lockdown. I mean a full lockdown. Build a wall, deploy the military, do what is necessary. Otherwise, we're going to have reinfections of illegal immigrants bringing it to sanctuary cities, being protected by Governor Newsom or Governor Cuomo. They're going to protect the infected illegals and make sure that they don't get deported. And it's going to just spread new infections. And then they're going to say it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault that these people are dying. No, it's open borders and open mass illegal immigration. The same things we've been talking about for years. So that's kind of my summary of where this is headed. Trump has a window of opportunity here, but he's got to seize this opportunity. He's got to protect the border. He's got to stop the big pharma takedown of America, and his window of opportunity is closing very rapidly. That's my summary.
And a fantastic summary. Folks, for no other reason, for the True Legends Conference, I would buy a ticket just to hear Mike Adams speak, and I mean that very seriously. It's well worth the price of admission, and there's a whole retinue of people who will be speaking. And don't worry, I won't be, because I can't. I can't talk. I'm purely monosyllabism.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I've got problems with multisyllabic words there. Anyway, I want to thank you. I really do. I want to thank you for your openness, your honesty, and your commitment to the truth, which is rare these days. And Steve, I want to thank you as well. We've got 5 minutes left yet, but I just want to thank you in advance for you just really putting together a fantastic array of speakers. And how, look, I don't know how you did this. I don't want to know, because it would just hurt my head too much. Converted it from a real live, event to this virtual event. And, I don't know how you were able to do all that, but folks, register. You can still register, right? I mean, if you want to.
Yeah. You can register until the day it happens. And again, the thing that I want people to understand is that there were deadlines that we couldn't meet because of the city or the state of Missouri. Things closed. But I knew in my spirit, I knew in my heart that God said, this will come to pass. And people thought I was crazy. I know they were snickering when ha, ha, ha. But, you know, this is one of those great things, Doug and everybody, where God intervenes. And I believe that, and I want to make this clear, this isn't because I'm putting it on. This has nothing to do with me. This has the nature and quality of the men and the woman speaker that are going to be there. These are people that have laid it on the line. These are people, like, for instance, that Mike doesn't make apologies. And by the grace of God, I don't make apologies. Because hell is hell, evil's evil, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ, and God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Doug, you and I have talked about this, Mike, you and I have talked about it, that there seems to be a thing that instead of abandon hope, all ye who enter here, it's abandon brains, all ye who want to deal with what's going on, because everybody wants to just get along and be left alone. I think it was Pastor Langford said one time, you cannot avoid it. Don't go looking for it, because it's coming looking for you. And that simply means, ladies and gentlemen, I think the most accurate statement is simply this. This is the introduction of the technology. This is floating. I don't believe that we're going to have the mark of the beast next month. And I don't know that. This is the technology of the beast. But we are so close to World War III. And Mike and Doug, we need, according to biblical prophecy, a world war to bring on the man of peace. When you look at my website, Henry Gruver's vision, it was when Russia and China attacked the United States, the West Coast, that basically the Cascadia Range went off. In other words, all the volcanoes started moving. God stops them. But let me share this. Everything pretty much west of Interstate 5 is hammered. Not much escapes. We're watching the earthquakes now. We're watching the world's biggest volcanoes, as in Krakatoa in Indonesia, coming back alive. Every day there's a new or a serious event portending. So I said to one of my friends, I said, so what's holding it back? He said, nothing but the hand of God. And the powers that be are so terrified because there's their realm where they can do this. So-and-so dies. They can bribe this person, kill this person. But they can't control God. And it's the living God that controls and literally writes the last pages of history. I love the definition of history. It's his Jesus story, by him, through him, and in him are all things made that consist. And so here's the deal. The Christians have a clear answer, but nobody ever said that the Christians could be silent. And what hurts me the most is, I can talk about, I could go on and make people just flip out if I wanted to. I don't want to do that. I want them to take action. Flipping out meaning I can tell you that the thoughts, these entities, and I use the word entities, Mike, because these are non-human entities. They're the darkest creatures. They make the creature from the Black Lagoon look like a beauty contest winner in the evil that they have. And when you see sinister trillionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, there are trillionaires, by the way, in China. When you see that stuff going on and you see the common thread at the center of it, it is a hatred for mankind. There's more blood on the hands of communists than anything in history. The Chinese have killed tens of millions of people in the oldest dynasty. The traditional history says they go by 5,000 years. Their history claim they go to 8 to 10,000 years. And interestingly enough, the Chinese claim they descended from the sky and they are the descendants of the dragon. I can tell you one thing. Dragons don't eat vegetables. So the thing that is upon us now is, I believe, the worst things that there are worse things to come. But these are the very days that Jesus spoke about. Men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. And we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, get involved. God will protect his own. But don't assume or presume that if you're silent and quiet, that the knock won't come on the door and guys go, "Brrrt!" And that's a machine gun suppressed with my sound effect. So the thing is that you could say it would never happen here. I don't do good gun noises. The thing that it never happened here, but it is upon us now. And we are not years and years and years. We're not decades away. We are months away. And when the economy crashes, whoa. It's going to be beyond my ability to define. Go ahead, Mike. Do we have a couple more minutes, Doug?
Mike, close us out. We've got 90 seconds. Close us out.
Okay. All right. Well, look, first of all, Doug, thank you so much for the invitation to be part of your platform here and offer this information. To those listening, share this video. This is so rare to have this kind of open, honest, I think a courageous discussion from Steve and Doug, and hopefully you've found my contributions useful as well. We are all loyal to God. That's one thing we all have in common. There are many things, but the number one highest thing is we are all loyal to God. No one runs us. No communists run us. No pharma runs us. No CIA runs us. We are loyal to God, and we are pro-human, and that's it. That's what this show has been about, and that's what we are dedicated to accomplishing for our world. So thank you, Doug, and thank you, Steve. I really appreciate joining you today.
And thank you,
Mike. Thank you, Mike.
And Steve, thank you. Perfect timing. We're out of time. Thank you both. Appreciate it. And come back, Mike. Come back, Steve. Right? All right. Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. I want to say thank you so much for listening. May God bless each and every one of you. Stay safe. God bless.